Many years ago, I received some very sound advice from a very wise spiritual director. He said, be aware of where your feet take you. Feet don't lie. Be aware of where your feet take you. Feet don't lie. We can say we're going to eat more healthy, but our feet keep taking us to the fast food drive-thru. We say we need to get to the gym more often, but our feet take us to the couch, our lazy boy, where we can watch TV. We tell our friends, you know, we should do this more often, but our feet take us elsewhere. We say we want to turn over a new leaf, but our feet take us back to the same old tree. Feet don't lie. Perhaps that sage advice might also give us a little direction of how to enter into this Holy Week, to ponder, to pray that path of Jesus, where his feet took him that week. Because feet don't lie. He said he loved us and that he was going to save us. And his feet took him to the cross. His feet took him to the gates of Jerusalem, knowing full well what awaited him. His feet took him to the upper room where he gathered with those whom he shared his love and shared his own body and blood. His feet took him to the garden where he prayed to his heavenly Father. His feet took him to the praetorium where he faced his accusers. They carried him across the city with a cross upon his shoulders. His feet took him to Golgotha where he would die. He said he loved us and that he came to save us. Feet tell the truth. What truth do our feet tell? What path do we walk? What do our feet reveals a lot about the journey we are on. Be aware of where your feet take you. Feet don't lie.